USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Power was restored to the heart of New York City after a major outage impacted an estimated 72,000 plus customers, mostly in Manhattan's Midtown and Upper West Side. Con Edison said it completed power restoration to all customers on the west side of Manhattan, and the last of the six electrical networks is back in service. Speaking to reporters, Mayor Bill de Blasio said investigators were still trying to determine what caused the outage, but he said officials now know that terrorism is not to blame.
The investigation is going to look at the root cause, but I want to say up front, the one thing that we are as certain as we can be at this moment about is this was not a cyber attack, and this was not an act of physical terrorism.
Federal authorities have confirmed there was no evidence whatsoever of nefarious activity in that situation.
Listen to us online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Did you know that the IRS is getting more aggressive these days? They're using private agencies to track you down and even started taking away passports. Don't wait. If you owe more than $10,000, take advantage of the Fresh Start Initiative, a program in place that can help you now. You can save thousands and possibly have your taxes forgiven. Join the thousands of taxpayers who've made the call to get protection from IRS collections. Call the experts at Oxford Tax Partners now about the Fresh Start program. If you qualify, it'll stop the IRS collection agencies from coming after you. Let the IRS negotiation experts at Oxford Tax Partners get you protected once and for all. Call the hotline now at 800-464-9191. That's 800-464-9191. There's help for those of you who owe $10,000 or more, but it's important that you take action before these programs change. Call the tax experts at Oxford Tax Partners for a free consultation now at 800-464-9191. 800-464-9191. That's 800-464-9191.
Police in Hong Kong fought with protesters as they broke up demonstrations by thousands of people demanding the resignation of the semi-autonomous Chinese territory's chief executive and an investigation into complaints of more police violence. The protest in the northern district of Sha Tin was peaceful for most of the day, but scuffles broke out when police started clearing streets after nightfall. Some protesters retreated into a shopping complex where they and police hit each other with clubs and umbrellas. Police appeared to arrest some people, but reporters could not see how many. The violence wound down toward midnight as the remaining protesters left the area. The demonstration added to an outpouring of grievances this year against the former British colony's leaders. Critics complain that they're eroding Hong Kong's freedoms and autonomy and are more responsive to the Beijing government than to the territory's people. Organizers said 110,000 plus protesters took part, while police say the number is more like 28,000. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Trump administration officials defended the need for planned immigration raids expected to take place in 10 cities across the country, even as they remain tight-lipped about the details of the widespread action. Ken Cuccinelli, the acting director of U.S. Customs and Immigration Services, said on CNN's State of the Union that he would not divulge any operational details of the immigration and customs enforcement raids. Cuccinelli emphasized that the agency is prioritizing violent criminals as opposed to the undocumented immigrant population in general. While it was unclear whether the planned raids were underway in certain cities, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio tweeted that his office received reports of, quote, reportedly unsuccessful ICE enforcement actions in the neighborhoods of Harlem and Sunset Park. Volunteers handed out flyers in those neighborhoods, and de Blasio's office put out this public service announcement playing on radio stations throughout New York.
Immigrant New Yorkers, you have rights if you're approached by ICE. You have rights in your home, you have rights on the street or in public. You have rights if you are arrested by ICE. For free and confidential immigration help, call Action NYC at 1-800-354-0365.
Meanwhile, community organizations began to make preparations in other cities for the expected raids. In Houston, a string of churches opened their doors for anyone wanting to take refuge. The churches also assembled supplies to deliver to families too afraid to leave their residences for groceries or other necessities. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.